From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Alyssa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. As of today, there is a new world order. Today, Google surpassed Microsoft to become the second largest tech company in the world in terms of market capitalization.
Which means the PC is losing to the web, because Google is all about being on the internet, or in the cloud, as people like to say.
That's NPR's Laura Seidel, who says Google is now riding high on a different sort of cloud. The overall value of the company's shares now ranks second only to Apple. And speaking of Apple, the big news there lately has been the iPhone 5.
The new iPhone has had a couple of problems. Last week, CEO Tim Cook publicly apologized for all the trouble with Apple's replacement for Google Maps. Some have called that Mapageddon. Users have also reported that the aluminum body is easy to chip.
And now, one more. Dun, dun, dun. Verizon subscribers have been complaining that there is a bug that could end up costing them a lot of money. So when you're home, say, and you have the Wi-Fi on your phone, and you're downloading data and looking at videos and so forth, you figure it would download on your Wi-Fi so that it's not costing you extra as it might on your Verizon or AT&T plan if you were watching the same video.
Rather than using Wi-Fi, the bug uses your data plan instead. Apple rolled out a software update yesterday to fix the problem.
And that's today's tech news with NPR's Laura Seidel.